The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of a man who wrote a best-selling book with the advice, share everything, play fair, don't hit people, put things back where you found them, clean up your own mess. The book was called All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. It was a bestseller in 1988, and the author was Robert Fulghum, born in Waco, Texas, in 1937. The first Pulitzer Prizes were awarded on this day in 1917, and the authors were all writers whom you or I never read, nor does anybody else today. It was on this day, 1919, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was passed by the United States Congress, which gave women the right to vote. The movement for women's suffrage, for the women's vote, had begun with Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, who had been born at a time in the 19th century when women were barred from college and all professions, including the clergy, could not serve on juries or testify in court, signed contracts, could not keep or invest money, own or inherit property, and, above all, they could not vote people into office who might have changed those laws. The abolitionist movement, the movement to abolish slavery, led to the women's movement. And after Congress passed the amendment on this day in 1919, it had to be ratified by a majority of state legislatures. And the state that tipped the balance was Tennessee. The man who cast the deciding vote was a 24-year-old representative, Harry Byrne, the youngest man in the Tennessee state legislature that year, who had gotten a letter from his mother that day which said, "I have been watching to see how you stood, but have noticed nothing yet. Don't forget to be a good boy and vote for suffrage." And so he did. It was on this day in 1989, Chinese troops stormed Beijing's Tiananmen Square to crack down on students who were conducting pro-democracy demonstrations. The famous photograph from that day, a student staring down a tank, was taken by an Associated Press photographer named Jeff Wiedner, who went to the top of a hotel near the square and started to take pictures. Then he saw one man walk up to a tank and stand in its path, refusing to move. Wiedner asked another journalist to hide the film in his underwear to get it out of the country. The identity of the protester in the photograph was never known with any certainty. Here's a poem for today by Josephine Jacobson, entitled Baseball as Etiquette. Baseball is etiquette made beautiful. A quality pitch is fact, not rumor. Style is high. Do they say to the dangerous batter who has walked, "Joe, take first"? Never, never. The catcher, tall as fate, looms over, his mammoth hand held high, and the ball thunks his glove in perfect logic before the batter tosses his bat. And when a batter trots back to triumphant home, does he get his high fives only from those with whom he has a beer? His worst enemy, if he has one, is perfect in ritual. Even in home glory, the pattern holds until the park is emptied of the ball. The famous three, movement, velocity, location, are sacred and do not bow. When the dark takes the diamond and the unforgiving brown circle of loneliness, a covenant has been confirmed. Baseball as Etiquette, a poem by Josephine Jacobson from her collection Contents of a Minute, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch with who they know and what they love. You can discover unsigned musicians, discuss books, share pictures, and keep up with the world. Public radio listeners are talking at Gather.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.